Blog Talk Radio.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful.
For
the victory that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Grateful.
lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands.
I know you. Yesterday was so great. He allowed us to be here today. Boy, it's a blessing day to know that God is in the midst of our movements. There's some great things going on. There are some bad things going on. But all the things God allowed, we just sit back and just ask God for strength, and we start thanking him in advance for what the things he already done and about to do, because we believe God is a good God. He will never, never, ever put no more on you can bear. You know, I just think about the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, that you just can't do this walk with God without the Holy Spirit, you know. I'm just sitting here thinking about a lot of things in life that I've been hearing and walking with, and, man, you just have to deposit the thing, man. The thing is, when you're in a ministry, like, you know, when you're really pastoring and ministering and trying to help people see God a different way, you know, trying to cross your T's and dot your I's, you know, you just look at life, man. That's how I come to you. And my brothers and sisters, you have to watch sometimes when things come up in your life, you know, like, people come by, you know, maybe ask you a few questions, you know, ask you a few things. You have to watch it because spirits transfer. You know, you have to watch it because, you know, if you understand what I'm saying, that, you know, you hear you as you're trying to help somebody, you don't watch it, it's flip on you, you know. So that's why I thank God for this Holy Spirit, man. I thank him for he always present with us. I think for me and myself, and I'm prayerful. I know I'm sending. I know y'all be hearing, but I know we're hearing the call for itself. But I prayerfully that y'all understand what I'm saying, that that this ministry, man, it's not about us, man. It's about God, the ministry,
right,
that we do, and we proclaim the gospel. You know, we had a lesson last week. I want to present today, you know, got on mind, you know, is Isaiah chapter 49. I just want to go there again and revisit them scriptures, you know.
Right.
I just thank God for he recorded it in his word, and we can repeat it, you remember? You know, because I just believe what the scripture says, there's nothing new under the sun. Ain't nothing unnew on the heaven and sun. There's some things, I don't care how many you think, oh man, that was a boy, where you come up with that from? Ain't nothing new on this earth. But I want to tell you this morning, I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, we're dealing with something, identifying a servant. If it's God's permit, we're going to try to push this thing a little fast, right? I have but an hour with you guys. I'm trying my best because it sure never can, right? But I want to say this in passing, that God had called Isaiah. He called him. Rev, you have anything?
I don't know. You could, bro. You could tell this good morning, too.
Okay.
Excuse me. This morning, I'm calling in and need a little help and prayer. I'm coming on late because I've been on the phone with my uncle, the one that lost his son. Mm-hmm. He's having it rough mm-hmm. this morning. Can y'all just help me pray for him?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've been talking to him for the last 30 minutes. It's bothering him mm-hmm. real bad. Baby boy gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because if mm-hmm. get one of y'all just say a prayer for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we can. This is what the ministry about. You know, is we here to do intercessory prayer. You know, we thank none of the even do what he's doing. God giving him strength to help his holding his hand while he's going through the grieving part of that. You know, no one can say a magical word. I know people are really smart. Y'all like hearing people talk and stuff, but. The only thing that meant someone hard like this here is God, the life giver and the life taker. You know, we say taker, but he haven't took nothing. You know what I'm talking about? Because every man here is put here, and soon in one of these days he's gonna drift off. You know, and he gonna go and rest. You know what I'm talking about? And Rev, you wanna pray for, if you don't mind, for that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. As we enter in prayer to Father God, thank you, Lord, this opportunity that you've given us that we may come before you, Father God. Lifting up Father God, for those that are bereaved in heart, Father, in the name of Jesus, let you give strength, Father. Oh, Father, we don't know just how deep it cuts sometimes, Father God, but we know that you are one that can mend any heart, Father, that can give strength to anyone that is weak, Father, or anyone that is hurting in the name of Jesus. Father God, forgive us for all sin, known and unknown. Consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits, Father God, to understand and hear your voice. Again, Father God, we ask in prayer. We ask for comfort. We ask for strength, Father. Oh, Father God, have your way, Father God, and bless our minds to understand. Even bless our spirits that, Father God, you've given us to mourn. Hallelujah. You've given us a time to mourn. You've given us time to weep. You've given us time. But, Father God, we ask that you let it not tarry too long, Father God, for put happiness, Father God, whether it was sadness, whether it's hurt, Father God. We ask you to allow your comfort, your peace that passes all understanding. In the name of Jesus, Father God, bless it to God, our hearts and our minds. Father God, bless it to, Father God, help us when we're wounded, when we're weak, Father God, when we're hurting. Oh, Father God, help us in the name of Jesus. I pray. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for it, Father God. Man, we ask you to bless this service. Oh, Father God, bless it to be just what you would have it to be. Remove any hindrance spirits, Father God, that may be dwelling, Father God. And we thank you for being in attendance with us. Thank you for hearing our prayer. Thank you for always keeping us. In Jesus' name, we do pray. In advance, we thank you for the message, even the prayer request. We thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. We ask it and we bless our name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You know, we believe in we believe what the Bible says. When they moan, we should moan. When they laugh,
yeah,
we should laugh. When they sing, we should sing. So we also believe,
yes,
in. I mean, we don't try to force that on nobody, but we just give you what God give us. But we want you to know this here from the bottom of our heart, from the bottom of our heart. We believe that we should help one another. We should help one another. And it don't matter what time, we should help one another, you know. Reverend, I was thinking about how you already prayed. I was just thinking about how Isaiah was introduced to God, you know what I'm talking about, in a way of repentance, you know what I'm talking about. I was thinking about I'm going to try to hear whoever get both of these together, time in right quick, right? Because I have to read it before I understand it, right? Because a lot of folks don't read, right? So I'm going to read it before I understand it. And this going to be Isaiah 6 first, right? Then I'm going to ease over to 49. Look how it reads. He said, in the day that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple, and above it stood seraphims. Each one had six wings, and twin had he covered his face. And with twins he covered his feet, and with twin he did fly. He said, and one cried unto another, and said, holy, holy is the Lamb of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried at the house of filled with smoke. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man with unclean lips. I dwelled in the midst of people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The Lord of hosts then flew on one of the seraphims unto the me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from the tongue from off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this touch of my thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. Help me, Holy Spirit. And also I heard the voice, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, of the Lord, said, whom should I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here I am, send me. I'm going to read this one more verse. And he said, go and tell, look, what's it? This people, hear ye indeed, and understand not. And he said, and see indeed, and but proceeded not. Make the heart of these people far from their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, at least they see with their eyes and hear with their ears, understanding their heart, and converted to be healed. Now, I wanted to bring that in, because as we go to chapter 4, now I want you to know that he had an encounter from God. He had an encounter from the Lord. You know, he had a out-of-body experience. You know, a lot of folks been called to the ministry, right? But then you got to know what the ministry, what the Bible said, that you could desire the office too. You know. What you're saying? I mean, you can want to do the office, and you can do it. The book says that. But the Bible, when he said call, right? When a person is called, you know, God's going to visit him. He's going to visit that person he called. He's going to go to that person and put a, not just an urge of just want to be lifted, but an urge to call man in out of that dark life and walking with the King. So what I want to say here, before Isaiah was prophesizing, God had to change him. So he's seen God, and seeing God, the whole being came into the church one day. It was just almost so much that his glory, it was like a smoke. So when he seen this, it caused him to be in a different form. We believe anytime God is in the midst, that this is what we just believe now. Anytime you be in the midst of God and you remain the same, I bet that this is different once you're in the service. Because when you've been in the service of God, it causes conviction. It's more than you just saying amen. It's more than you just waving your hand. When you get in there and you heard the word and it cuts you like a two-edged sword, you know, maybe I might as well go there, Reverend. It cuts you a little bit and it moves a little bit. Some of us understand what I'm saying when I say this here. The Bible said this, for the word of God is quickened. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and powerful, and sharpened in two-edged sword, piercing even to the divine asunder, and the spirit, and the joint on the marrow. And look what it did, Reverend. And it is the discerning of the heart. So the word, once you hear the word, once you just not hear the tinkling sound of brass, but you hear the word, and once you hear this word, it brings a change about you. Preferably it does. Preferably that when you hear something, the preach word, the teach word, if you're not and can fellowship with him close enough. Watch this, Reverend. Even if you're watching, even if you are close to him, he stirs your spirit to do more, try to get closer to him. Watch this, Reverend. When I love about the word, that he came in and he asked God to remove something from him. He said, I got a problem. See, he named his problem, but are we naming our problem? I got a problem.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? I got a problem. He said, I got a problem, and I'm gonna bring it to you, and I need your help. And God hears us too. He hears us when you're sincere, Reverend. He hears you when you're sincere.
Yeah.
So the reason why I have to start there, because when we go to chapter 49, you'll see what I'm going to. Because he had to get prepared before he lead God's people. Help me, Holy Spirit. He had to be prepared for he lead God's people. See, God, when you're dealing with the word, you know, when you're dealing with the word of God, see, you what you do, you decrease. Help me, Holy Spirit. And God increase.
Yeah.
When you increase and God decrease, brothers and sisters, all they just heard was a bunch of information. All they heard is a bunch of information. When you let God move, and let God move in your life. What happened, Reverend? You look at things a little different now. You see things a little different now because now you didn't move out of this physical body into the spiritual realm, and you allow the word to speak. So now God changed him. He purged him from his tongue and the things he was saying out of his mouth, and he did this. And then God put something in his heart too, Reverend. He made him whole, Reverend, because he made him so whole that he wanted to
tell
somebody. He wanted to say, well, send me. Send me so I can go tell the people, because he got a testimony, Reverend. He got a testimony. It's kind of hard to do this ministry without a testimony. You know, it's kind of hard. And it's good to use mother's prayer. It's good to hear mother's prayer, but somewhere down the line, God need to hear your prayer too. Help me, Holy Spirit. Sometimes down the line, they need to hear your cry, your moan. Somewhere down the line, he needed to hear what God had done in your life. You know what I'm talking about? So Isaiah had a testimony. That's why he said, a lot of people can't remember the day when they came, but he remembered the day Uzziah died. That's when he knew he came to the Lord. He repented himself, Reverend. Now we get into chapter 49. I'm gonna be long with you, brothers. I'm gonna be long with you, brothers and sisters. Look what he said. Listen, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, Alan, unto me. He said, hearken, you people, from far. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The Lord have called me from the womb, and from the bowels of my mother has he made me mention of my name. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm going to kind of ease in there a little bit. Watch this, Reverend. See, he was already picked out for his mother's womb to do the ministry that he would have to do. That means he was a prophet. He was a major prophet, and he prophesied about the coming of Christ. Now God is using him to get the people ready. It's almost like a spirit of John. Help me, Holy Spirit. He was forerunning. He was giving us ready for the coming of the Messiah. So, but he was telling him that I want you to listen, Reverend. I want you to listen, my brothers and sisters. I want you to hear me when he said he called him out of his mother's womb. Some of us he called, help me, Holy Spirit, from the mother's womb. And what I mean by that, he put us, the journey that we came, when some of us didn't come straight out and went straight to no pulpit. Because you can see he didn't come straight out and go to no pulpit in chapter six over there. He was a hellion. Help me, Holy Spirit. And God used him.
Mm-hmm.
He flipped him and turned him around and made him do his will. But see, one thing about him, right before he can use him, he had to repent. He had to turn from that. And so God can use him. That's why he said, the Lord called me from the womb and from the bowels of my mother had he made mention of my name. Watch this, Reverend. And he had made my mouth, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, like a sharp, what did he say? Sword in the shadow of the hand. This is some good stuff here now. He said, I want you to grab this with me when we go to the word. He said, he had made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of the hand had he hide me and made me polish. Help me, Holy Spirit. As chaff in the quarrel of he hid me. Now watch this, my brothers and sisters. When you ministering, when you in the Word of God, and you doing the Word of God. Oh, this ain't gonna be a good one here, though. I know it ain't, because this might be just for the one who's ministering. This might just be only for the one who will minister. But since we're on the line, let's go here anyway. He said that when you there, Reverend, and you get before the people, he said the word gonna be. It's going to be so effective, right? And it's going to be so sharp, because we learned that you have to study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman should not be ashamed, but rightly by the word and truth. See, now you're getting sharpened. Now you're getting polished.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you what I got out of this too, Reverend. He hired them.
Yeah.
He hired.
Mm-hmm.
See, all the new God work, you got to be hid behind Jesus. You can't preach God's word and be for God. You got to be you got to let God work through you and around you to do His work. So He hired him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So when he hired him, he knew it's gonna be some darts. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He knows it's gonna be some people and some naysayers. He knows it's gonna be some things that's gonna try to hinder him to preach the gospel. So let me do this one more time for me. This is just for me now. Y'all don't have to ride me. Y'all gonna keep on reading. This is just for me right here. And he had made. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. My mouth like a sharp sword. Look what it said, Reverend. A sharp sword in the shadow of his hand had he hid me. Oh, he hid me, brother. He hid him, Reverend. And made me pop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You know, I think about how he's preparing us right now. See, you might not be the one who said that I'm saying that you stand behind a platform and preach the word. You might not never do that. But he can use you in the service, my brothers and sisters, because we
That's
want
right.
all of us to be fruitful. But it's just a little more he put on the one who stand up and preach the uncompromising gospel. He put a little more weight on him because he lifted that person up, not to be lifted. We're going to get there in a minute. And then he's going to be able to convey God's word to his people. Watch this now. Watch what I got. It's in the title up now. And said unto me, thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Then I said, I labor in vain. I have spent my strength for naught. And in vain, yet surely my judgment is with the Lord. And what is it? In my work with God. Help me, Holy Spirit. You would not. That's why I say when we teaching and preaching, or when you're doing something for God, there's a conviction when you're doing this here. There's a conviction when you do this here. What I'm saying is you speaking, I don't care how close you are with him, there's a conviction there. So you're going to need some strength in this journey. Oh yeah, it's gonna take some strength to even say the words out your mouth about how you need to help somebody, and while you saying it, you need it more than one you're telling it to. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Help me, Holy Spirit. You trying to encourage the people, but as I encourage you, I'm encouraging myself. You know what I'm talking about? He said, "My servant."
Yeah.
He said, "Whom he glorified." See. And glorifying, he look at us. Now watch this. Let me help you a little bit. Maybe you ain't read that in a while. Let's go to Matthew 1 quick. You hold your finger right there, because Matthew's helping. He helps us with this, Reverend. He tells us about how we should be with that light. You know what I'm talking about? I love how he made it so plain. He said, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be had. Look what he said, neither do a man light a candle and put it under a bushel. Or on a candlestick. He giveth a light unto all that is in the house. He said, let your light right here, so shine before man that they may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, when we do this now, when we're doing this ministry, when we're doing this preaching, we're doing this teaching, we're doing this lifting up, we're not doing it to be edified. We're doing it for the glory of God. We're doing it for him to be lifted up. Anytime someone been preaching a long time, they should be already understanding, knowing that this ain't about them. They can talk about amen, hallelujah, and pat you on the back all you want to. Point them people right back to Jesus. Let them know that Jesus is the one that you are focusing to. Jesus is the one you do. But watch this here. But then he did say your good works. So he knows something's going to be what? But through your deliverance, but through your presentation of the word that they're going to come to Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. And they're going to come to Jesus. Then they're going to look at you as the source of understanding. So what you do, you allow God to use you with that, because you've been sharpened, Reverend. You've been sharpened, my brothers and sisters. We're all a representing Christ. We all labor. Don't labor in vain. If you let the strength of the Lord help you do this here, let him put the, when you're doing something, the judgment comes upon you so you can do his work. Help me, Holy Spirit. So when you're doing this work, you don't have to worry about naysayers. Watch this now. I'm almost through. It don't look like I am, but I'm almost through. He said, now said the Lord. The form, look at me, Reverend. Let me do this again. And now said the Lord that formed me from the womb to be his servant. Help me, Holy Spirit, to bring Jacob again to him. Though Israel be not gathered, yet he shall, look what he said, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. Help me, Holy Spirit. I got to do this. I know what way I can work through this. Don't you know that he's putting your hand in God's hand together? Who is that? Jesus. Jesus taking your hand and his hand and putting it together. And don't you know, once you know the Lord is on your side, you don't move without him. You go with him. You take him along your way with you. You don't try to do this thing by yourself, because his eyes is on you. And you, when you know his eyes on you, you carefully how you do things, Reverend. You just don't work carefully. Now, I'm not saying you ain't going to make no mistake, even though old Eric make these mistakes too. Yeah, I really believe it ain't how you fall, Reverend. I believe it's how you get up. It's how you get up. Because God knew him. He knew him, but he said he knew Jacob. And he know Israel, and we believe them are the two same people. He believed he brought them back together. He believed, like what we're doing right now, we helping each other. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We're teaching each other. Help me, Lord. We're bringing each other back together. We're taking our love and time out to bring each other back. You don't get it all the time. We don't get it all the time. All the time you don't get it when you don't come over. Help me, Holy Spirit. When you come and allow the Spirit of God to speak to you, don't use this day, this a passing time. Use this time, it could be my last day. Help me, Holy Spirit. It could be my last time, you know, that we sit here. It could be he could come right now. We at work. We driving down the street. Or we just sitting, just talking. In it, you just don't know what hour he might come. So that's why he said, yet shall I be glory in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. And he said, it is a light thing. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, that thou shouldst be my servant, and to raise up the tribe of Jacob, and to restore and preserve Israel. Look what he said, Reverend. I will also, this is the thing we got to watch now. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentile. Help me, Holy Spirit. And we are the Gentile, my brothers and sisters, that they may as be what? That they may as be what? My salvation unto the end of the earth. Yeah. I like this. He made this purpose of way back then. Way back then, we believe that also that John is the one, with one of the forerunners, but he was using Isaiah at this time. And John did the same thing. He was getting us ready for Jesus to come. But I love this here, that you know that you and I got in. Oh, heaven, Holy Spirit. Not because we did something so good, because of his mercy, because of his grace, because how he looked on us. Now the people don't want to. People don't want to believe this, Reverend. Then when you ministering, when you're doing the things of God, that's a different level, man. That's a different. I don't care how mad people get. There is a different level, man. You cannot say that you called by God and have yourself in some other hands that you shouldn't have any in, Reverend. Because what God does, he exposes our sin. Now, watch this here, Reverend.
That's right.
I must say this again. I'm not saying that we live perfect. I'm saying that we don't walk around and have ourselves in a lot of different things, Reverend. We call ourselves to be governing what we're doing. Somebody said, well, you know, you ain't living. You bored. You lying to me. If you know the Lord, I know. If you know the God, I know. I'm having joy right now reading the word, because salvation is ours through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Now, that's why I say this. Look what verse 7 says. Thus said the Lord. Look what this says. Now, you ain't got happy yet. Come on, ride with me for a minute. Thus said the Lord. He said, in his redeeming, is his redeeming of Israel, his holy one, to him who man despised. Help me, Holy Spirit. To him whom the nation, now watch this, Reverend, not no two or three people, abhor him. Look what it said, and to the servant of the rulers, king shall see and rise, and princes, I mean, arise princes, also shall worship, because the Lord, that, what he said, that is faithful. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because the Lord that is faithful, let me do it again for me, that because the Lord that is faithful and the Holy One of Israel, he shall choose thee. Help me, Holy Spirit. He's not going to force himself on you, though, right? But, boy, it's going to come a time when God calls his people. When he calls his people, right? When he brings his people and he allows people to be in the midst. And he allows people to be in the midst of us, right? Man, people are so busy right now, Reverend. They're so busy. They're doing their own thing. We find out that life had you so busy. Man, don't you know we're getting closer and closer to his coming? We have to preach the word. We have to teach the word in these seasons of people that sometimes just pick up God on one time a day, man. Sometimes they just only pick him up one time, and that's that Sunday. And they got 6 days to do what they want to do with their life. But that's why it would behoove you to get some kind of devotional with him. Sometimes you need to sit aside, because it's going to be a time when he comes at this hour, when he comes to redeem his people, when he comes back and lifts us up. We're going to worship him. Help me, Holy Spirit. We're going to lift our voice to him. But you need to know him. How can you worship somebody you ain't never fellowship with? How can you lift somebody that you don't even know? This is where this part come in, to know the Lord while you're here, to get in a relationship while you're here. Now I'm going to say this here. I always say this because I got to be able to tell you this. We're not saying that you can live any kind of way and serve God, because if you got God in, you're going to be convicted of your own and cause yourself to fall back into his fellowship. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah. Now watch this, Reverend. Because I got to get on to throw this in high gear. Thus said the Lord. I'm going to get somewhere, y'all. Thus said the Lord, in all acceptable time have I heard thee. In the day of thy salvation have I helped thee. And I will preserve thee and give thee from the covenant of the people to establish the earth, to call the inheritance of the desolation inheritance. He said, that thou mayest say to the prisoner, go forth. To them that are in darkness, show yourself. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They shall feed in the way, and they'll prosper and pasturing and shall be in all the high places. They shall not hunger, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, nor thirst. Neither shall they be in heat, nor smite, and the sun shall smite them. For he that have mercy on them, shall lead them even by the springs of the water, shall he guide them. Once away, y'all. And I will make all mountains, help me, Holy Spirit. Look what he said, brother. I will make all mountains away, and my highway shall be exalted. Let me do that for you again. And I will make all mountains away, and my mountains shall be exalted. Behold, these shall come far from far, and lo, from the north and from the west. And look what's there. And these are from the land of Shaman. He says, singing. Oh, help me. Singing, right? O Israel. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Be joyful, O earth. Break forth into singing, O mountains. For the Lord, look where, have comfort his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. My God, when I read that thing, because it transitioned as he was reading the script, as he was writing the scripture, as he got closer to the word praise, as he got worse for the word of singing. There are some things in our life would never be moved probably until we see him. There are some things in our life, it's like a mountain. You know what I'm talking about? You can't go around it, it's so big. You can't climb over it because it's too high. But he make it out a highway. Help me, Holy Spirit. He moves it so you can see him. Because some of the things you think you can't see him because it's so big, Reverend. Like our lot of sisters said, it's so big, but take it to a bigger God. There's mm-hmm. nothing too hard for God. You heard Brother Nutty was saying about his uncle. There's nothing too hard for God. At this hour, it seems like it's hard. At this hour, it's a lot of pain right now. But if you stay with the Lord, help me, Holy Spirit. If you stay with the Lord, them days that you're having right now, he'll give you some days of this release from that pain. He can give you something even mm-hmm. in an hour to remove you from what you have that pain there. Because no one can tell nobody how to moan. But what we can do is offer God up to you and let God give you strength. But he said, there ain't going to be no more thirst in that river. They ain't going to be no more hungry there, Reverend. They're going to be, right. Hey, Reverend, you don't have to worry about it, Reverend. When this time comes, oh, I know I'm right about it. When it truly comes,
that's right.
When it get there,
mm-hmm.
we're going to be able to understand he's dealing with Revelation chapter 21. We believe that salvation is here now. We believe he's speaking on mm-hmm. salvation because there are some people are locked up physically and spiritually. There's some people are hungry yes. for the word of God in the physical hunger. There's some people are got heat. It's drying them down because of the sun. But there's some pressure on people. But he said, for he that have mercy on them shall lead them even to the spring water shall he guide them. God is never going to leave us.
Mm-hmm.
If we keep our eyes focused on him, you can have a lot going on, my brothers and sisters, but God got the answer. God got the sustaining power to get you through it. Maybe I got to finish this thing. And I saw a new heaven, help me, Holy Spirit, in a new
mm-hmm.
earth. For the first heaven, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, in the first earth were passed away. There was no more sea. And I, John, saw a holy new Jerusalem coming down. What was it from God out of heaven, prepared
mm-hmm.
as a bride
mm-hmm.
adored for her husband? I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and I will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and God their God. And God shall wipe away all the tears, I'm in the book, y'all, from their
yeah.
eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He says, no more be their death. No more there should be death. No more there should be death. Neither sorrows nor crying. Neither should there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon a throne, look what he said, behold, I will make all things new. And he said unto me, write. Help me hold this foot, please. Write. Let me do this again. For these words are true and faithful. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I want to leave you with this here, let you know that it's going to be a time where you and I, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, we're going to go to what our resource is, and that's Jesus. If we're going to go to our resource, he's sitting right there right now waiting on you and I. One day, he's going to move us out of these old bodies. But right now, we're tearing in these old bodies. And he's going to allow us to come to him one day and lift up our voice and say, thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Your tears that you may be crying right now, they will soon be moved. Help me, Holy Spirit. They will soon be moved. Well, how did I know this, Reverend? Because I really believe in the Bible that there ain't going to be no more hunger. There's going to be no more thirst. There's going to be no more that we call, what's it called? No more. Help me, Holy Spirit. What you mean
mm-hmm.
by that? Anything you're going to do right now, there's going to be some no more. What I mean by that, there are some people who are really, really trying to discredit Jesus. They're still trying to discredit him, say he didn't come and die after 42 years. Well, I want to tell you right now, have faith. Have faith in the Lord. Hold on to his unchanging hand. Everybody is not going to understand what we're saying right now, especially if they're not in tune with the Holy Spirit. But I want to tell you,
mm-hmm.
we're praying with you. We love you. And we're going to forever lift God
yeah.
up to you because he has the power in his hand. What I mean by that, because he's sitting by the right hand of his Father, waiting on the day that God said, tell them to come. But some of us leaving a little early, brother. Some of us getting a little rest earlier. But I don't know where you are in your walk, but I want you to know, if you don't know him in the pardon of your sin, get to know the man. Choose him today. Choose to serve
mm-hmm.
the Lord today. Put away foolishness and start walking with the Lord. Yeah, you don't have to know all the Bible. I don't know it all. You know what I'm talking about? And all I do is give it what he gives to me. But I'm telling you one thing about it. He'll stir that spirit up. He'll give you some comfort. He'll give you some love. He'll give you some joy. He wants to do this. So I say this as I close. God loves us so much. He can look beyond our faults and still accept us where we at. God used Isaiah. He wasn't a perfect man when he used him. He wasn't. God used him. God changed him and lifted him up. I really believe when you really call by God, it's going to be a change. It's going to be a change. And when this change mm-hmm. happens, my brothers and sisters, it's going to be for the glory of God, not for the person, but for the glory of God. Because some of these things God allows and happen in our life for his glory. Help me, Holy Spirit, for his glory. May God bless you. May God always keep you. This is my prayer. I'm out of here, Reverend.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise God today. Identifying a servant. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for identifying us. Thank you, Lord, for calling us. Thank you, Lord, for equipping us, preparing us for this journey that you have us on. We thank God for the lesson today. Thank you, Aunt Martha, for us. That you sent in, look up. Keep your eyes on God, your source of help. Along life's path, how we need to keep our eyes fixed on God, our source of help. When we're feeling overwhelmed and discouraged, it's all right to say aloud, look up. Praise the Lord. I like that. Because when we look up, my brothers and sisters remind us of Psalm 121, my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Psalm 121, thank you, Lord. Also, she sent in instincts. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The closer we walk with God, clear, we see his guidance. Thank you, Lord. The closer we walk with God, the clearer we see his guidance. Imagine what my mother told me years ago. She said, she told me if you live close to God, he'll let you know what's going on. Praise the Lord. The closer we walk with God, the clearer we see his guidance. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Psalm 32:8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. And I will guide you with my eye. Praise the Lord. Beautiful today. We're at the point of our service. Where if someone want prayer, hallelujah. Want to say thank you, Lord. Want to have a comment on the lesson we did. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Amy Walter. Thank you, Reverend Brian, the lesson. Thank you, Brother Larry, for the prayer request, allowing us and trusting us to pray in the name of Jesus, to ask God for his blessings, for his comfort. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If there be no pushes of the one, but well, thank God. Hallelujah. Let's continue to thank God for his goodness, for his mercy, for his grace. Hallelujah. For his love continually over and over us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord.
Amen, amen. Good morning, my brothers. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Got Brother D running like a chicken with his head cut off this morning. But as always, I'm just glad to be able to hear the word of God. And I always want prayer. I pray that you all continue to pray for us. Continue to pray for my eating and service, Rev. I don't know. I'll have to talk with my brother, Reverend Eric. But, Salem is busy. Salem is truly busy. And we have to always be on God to know that. That he's truly busy. He's working through friends and family members at all times. So I ask you just continue to pray for me and my family, but pray for my eating and service. Because I stopped by to let Satan know one thing, that it's not going to end until the Lord say so. For as long as the Lord give me strength and tell me to go forth, we will be going forth every Tuesday evening to give someone a word from the Lord. So Satan, I'm telling you now, get back. Loose him and let him go. Because you will not bind my service. No, I'm wrong. You will not bind the Lord's service. You will not stop my evening service. No, you will not stop the Lord's evening service. Pray for us, Rep, as we go forth. Because I promise you, if God say so, I'm going to continue serving God. I'm going to continue to do the will of my Father, and I'm going to continue to do this evening service for those that want to hear the word of God. So if you will, in your prayer, pray for Brother D, pray for Sister Mary and Brother Tim, that we are able to go and stand strong. I've been on this road a long time, and I'm not ready to turn around. I'm just not ready to give up. I've been holding on to God's unchanging hand for a long time. Not going to stop.
Hey, Brother D.
Say that you can't stop.
Yep.
Come on, my brother.
Hey, you know,
name of Jesus.
It's imperative that you hear me about the word of God. I like how you corrected that thing. You know, I love how you did it. It could be misunderstood. But you straighten it up, though. You know, because this ministry that God allowed us to be in, you know, it was one scripture that I love, man. I really love it. You don't mind if I read that one scripture, please? I'm not going to hold it on.
Amen.
I know you can recite it. Reverend know how to recite it. And anybody been around, it is John 3:30. John 3:30. I must increase. But look what it said. You see what I said? I must increase. You know why I said it? The way you said a while ago? You said, but the scripture said he must increase.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Amen. You know what I'm saying? You follow me, right?
Amen.
He said, he must increase, but I must decrease. You see what I'm saying? So, so when John was saying this, and when it was penning, John was transitioning, and Jesus was going up to the front row now. He was really finna show himself. And when we presented God, even on the Tuesday evening, whenever God allows us to speak, we have to decrease, you know what I'm talking about, so God can increase, you know what I'm talking about. And that's what's happening when I'm hearing you talking a while ago, that in order for us to understand what you just said, that no one can stop what God already put together. You know what I'm talking about? No one can stop it. You know, he just blessed even on the other day. He took the count and took it in hand. Cut the count in hand. He said, you ain't got to pay the full amount no more. Just cut it in the hand. God doing it out of his pocket. You know what I'm talking about? So I know if you're doing the work of the law, he's gonna help you, man. But with us, we have to hear his voice. We got to hear his voice. You know what I'm talking about? We have to hear his voice. You know what I'm talking about? Because he makes us a leader of his people, you know, the shepherd, you know what I'm talking about? And the shepherd has to be in tune with God. Yeah, he has to be in tune with him. Yeah. That's what I wanted to say. I like how you did that. You said, you kept saying it, then you heard it. You were listening to it when you had you said it. You know what I'm talking about? Then you pull it back and said, no. Yeah, that was good, bro. I like that.
That's right. Not my servant, his servant. I'm just a willing servant. That's it, brother. I'm just a willing servant. But I promise you, I'm willing to go for it. I'm going to run, see what the end going to be. I'm going to run. I'm not going to give up. I've been fighting this fight a long time. And God is truly blessing.
I read this here. I'm just going to read this here in the name of Jesus. I really believe that a lot of things in life can cause us to repent, right? When we hear God's voice, call us to repent, right? When we hear his voice. If a man don't repent, God can't come in. He wants to come to him and say, I'm sorry. That's all. I'm sorry.
Forgive me. He won't come. He won't come. He's not going to force himself on me.
It's not going to force itself on me. Yeah. All he has us to do is say, I'm sorry. Why is it so hard for us to say, I'm sorry? Why is it? Can someone hit me with that?
Man just don't want to apologize. Man did not want to ask the Lord for forgiveness at no time. But man should accept the fact and be glad that God gave him opportunity to be able to say, Lord, forgive me. Please forgive me. I'm like the songwriter says, please forgive me for the wrong I've done.
Now watch this here. Now help me with this one here, because I know I'm about the slowest one, the dumbest one, but watch this here. When do we supposed to stop once we hear God's voice? Do we supposed to keep going or stop when we hear his voice?
This is it right here, my brother. Mm-hmm. If you're going and you hear God's voice and you keep going, then you're not listening. So you got to stop to hear. You got to stop to hear. If you're going to keep going and you're not listening to what does say the Lord, you're listening to what does say Brother D. That's what you're listening to then. Brother D going in his own. But if I stop and listen to what the Lord say, then I'm going by what does say the Lord.
Do you think, Reverend Brother D, do you think we give them something to fight with? Do we give them tools to fight with? Because some people take your tools and use it against you. Some people take it and pray for you.
I'm going to say this about that, my brother. Sometimes we do. I want him to say something. A lot of times we give them information and tools to fight with. But Satan is so busy in this world today, and he have his little imps that they just want to prove God's word wrong at all costs, at all times. Satan have little imps out here that they are working.
All right.
Even when they have nothing on you, they create things on you. In other words, they come alive on you.
I agree.
But what my brother is saying, with knowing that is what's happening, then you have to, in return, make sure you don't give them nothing to fight with.
Come on, man.
Because it's better enough as it is.
So they don't need that food, right?
My grandfather used to always say, if I give you an inch, you'll take a mile. This is what made me speak yesterday like I did, my brother. You call us hypocrites, but according to Scripture, you the hypocrite. According to Scripture, now you the hypocrite. You call me the devil, but according to Scripture, you the devil. According to what thus says the Lord, you the devil. See? But as soon as something go wrong in your life, you run to the prayer warrior, he wants to pray for you. As soon as you think that there's a problem, you want to pray for you. There's a passage of Scripture that told Mary to keep your name off of God's man. There's a passage of Scripture that told man that be careful what you say. I'm sorry. I'm trying to talk to you, my brother, and working at the same time. It's just not working out too well, okay? You be careful about the things you say about God's man. But that's what my brother just said comes in. We need to be careful that we don't give them anything to say.
Okay.
They can come with enough on their own.
Now watch this. Now make this plain for me now, Really, really, really make this plain for me. Once I have messed up and I gave them their leverage, how can I get out of it? How can I get out of it?
Well, the Bible gave man a way out. My Lord and Savior gave me a way out. If I just turn. Several passages of scriptures, he gave me ways out. If I turn, that's my, you know, I can't keep going down Highway 40 and get to Mississippi when it's on 55. But if I turn, I can find 55 or 57. I'm not going to make it to Texas on 20 when you done told me to take 70. But if I turn, if I repent, if I just simply say, oh, Lord, it's me. I'm sorry. I messed up, Father. Please forgive me. See, the Lord gave me ways to get away from it. What I got to do is just utilize what the Lord has given me. That's what man needs. I need to utilize what the Lord has given me and not utilize what man offer. See, we have a tendency to want to utilize what man offer, and we only want to utilize what God offers when we're in need. And this is why I spoke yesterday again. When you're in need, oh, it's the Lord. When you think you're doing good, oh, it's me.
Okay. So watch this. Brother D. Well, what we supposed to, when they do that, Brother D, we supposed to help them, don't we? We supposed to put up our pride out
the way. The Bible told me to pray for those that despitefully misuse me.
Yeah.
And when you're doing it purposely, you're despitefully doing it. So I have to pray for you. A lot of people don't understand, Rip. I don't have to like what you do to like you. I was telling my brother this morning when the scripture said come out from among them. A lot of people don't understand that scripture. A lot of people take it and run with it. You know, I can talk with Satan all day long. I can walk with you. You can be the biggest crook in the world. I can walk. You my friend. You ain't got to stop being my friend because of what you do. I just don't have to do. I don't have to indulge in what you do. Now, you and I walking. And we're talking, and we're walking, and we're talking. But see, when it's time for you to go in that club and party, it's time for me to tell you, okay, my brother, I'll talk to you later. I'm going to pray for you. See, when it's time for you to go out there and be a homemonger, it's time for me to walk away from it. I got to pray for you.
Watch this, brother, because we got a good dialogue, right? Hey, brother, watch it, because you're going to speak truth, man. Even if you go against it, you're going to speak truth. Hey, watch when we at. Now I heard what you said, right? Then I don't know if people caught that, man. How you cleaned that up a while ago? But because you came in with I, then you changed it. I got to go back to that.
That's telling me
God spoke to you because you changed it. You hear me?
Well,
not your knowledge. That was God changing. That's what I believe. God spoke to you. I believe if you get in some situation, somebody come to you, the same person said you're a hypocrite. The same person you will pray for in earnest with him because you know because if you know the error of the understanding of the word, if you know the understanding of calling a person that, it's up to us to bring the peace. This might not be a word. I think it might be rebuttal. It don't cause a rebuttal.
Mm-hmm.
It calls us to be humble. I think Sister Martha gave it to us. It calls us to be humble. You know, us, man.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't want to believe it, we are examples. We could be a good example or we could be a bad example.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you proclaim the gospel like we do, like we pick up in the heartbeat and start talking about it, you know, I put me on the phone. The way we love the Lord, man, I'm in violation now, right? But I heard you saying something, man, and I want you to emphasize it again. That was God spoke to you, man. You cannot change your mind like that on this because you thought you said word. You came to God, touched you, and moved that. You know, and I'm going to tell you something, brother.
Mm-hmm.
We praying with you and for you. You didn't hear what I said?
Amen. Amen.
We praying with you and for you.
And
that's
for
real
you.
Talk.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen. Yeah. Amen. 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 But you know something, Reverend Mary, that's why it really bothers me when the prayer is called And I know there are people on the line, but they don't hit the one button. That bothers Bro D. Because if they only knew how bad they need prayer. Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. You think you're flying high now. You live in your $400,000 or $500,000 home, and you're driving your Mercedes, and your kids going to private school. You think you're flying high, but you need prayer. Mm-hmm. I haven't gotten past the young lady and the man last week saying prayer can't fix this.
I haven't gotten past that yet. That's dangerous, man.
Too close to blaspheming for me. Too close to blaspheming for me. I was afraid to even repeat it. You know, I haven't gotten past that one yet. Because we all, please don't just pray for me. Pray for the service that we conduct on Tuesday. But pray that Brother D stays strong and even stronger in the Lord.
Yes, sir.
We truly need it.
I think I said something. And I don't know if you still agree with me, but I think I said something like a while back about the witness, right? I remember time, Brother D.
Yes, you can kill your witness.
I remember time, Brother D. It was people would let you pray for them. I remember that. I don't know what I'm saying is, they wouldn't even let you pray for them. So, brother, they love me.
No,
hold,
no, we have to tell the business. See, because when we tell the business, that let the man know where you was at, but yet where you come from. See, we don't have a problem with telling where he was to tell you where.
I got brother.
They brought me from a mighty long way. See, we look at where we was at then and where we used to be. Bro D wasn't never no drinker, but he was a homemonger. Bro D wasn't a homemonger, but he was a cursor. Bro D wasn't that, but he was this. He wasn't this, but he was that. But you look at what Bro, in the name of Jesus.
Now watch this. Now watch this.
We have to tell it.
Yeah. Watch this. Walk with me real close. When you were at that state. A being, and when you killed your witness, right? When you killed it, you know what I'm talking about? And God prepared them every day because you got closer to us, and forgiveness, and you forgave, and you sent forgiveness. I prepared that you sent forgiveness back in that situation what happened, right? Now you got closer to him, and you're getting in the word. I'm not saying you get a little sideways sometimes. You know, I'm not saying that, but I know this now. Now you're more tolerant to him. You know what I'm talking about? They got so much that ask you, when are you gonna preach? When are you gonna teach? That's when the time they didn't want to hear that. You remember that? Now they're asking for you.
Well,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. You know what, Ramirez? I go to my phone. I sent you a text the other day and asked you to pray the whole thing. I go to my phone, he said, I give you peace. That's what he said. I give you peace. See, the Lord will give you peace.
Mm-hmm.
That when the storm is raging.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people don't understand that verse. But it works in more ways than one. See, God will give you, he'll give you inner peace. And when you... That's why the Bible says that surpasses all understanding.
Man
won't understand why you so calm, cool, and collected when I'm calling you everything under the sun. I don't threaten your life, but yet you say, I'm going to pray for you. See how I give you peace. See, that's the movement of my Lord and Savior. Oh, yes. You can tell him where I come from. I'm proud of
what I'm trying to present. I'm proud of where I come from.
Thank God for Jesus.
Is the change, right? But in the change, now, they don't exempt you from making a mistake, though. They don't exempt you for a
I'll tell you what it do for you, Ramirez. In the change, Ramirez.
always is my turn now. That cat always on you, my door. See, in the change, you'll stop trying to correct things yourself. In the change, mm-hmm. you'll find mm-hmm. that he does mm-hmm. turn. But he says something in his word. He said, I'll make your enemies.
Mm-hmm. Your footstool.
Be your footstool.
Mm-hmm.
What the word
says. I'm going to do this here because I know we've been on here a little while. I want to see what made me come back off right like that? Because I didn't went long as I ever wanted to be. But what made me come off? Because I heard God change what you were saying. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
And it could get
Amen.
Very, very misconstrued. It could be very misconstrued. You know what I'm talking about? It could mm-hmm. be that someone
right.
says,
right.
look at him now. His sir. You know, even though Brother Willie, Brother Willie let you know that you know you leading it. You know what I'm talking about? But you got enough sense
mm-hmm.
to know that you say it's our ministry. And I know when you say our, I mean
Amen.
Anybody who comes and have the love of God.
That's right.
I know what you mean by that. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm glad you changed it like that. God worked it through you because you'd have left with if someone on here ain't got a upright understanding, would say, who was I? You know what I'm talking about? Well, I thank God for how he moved there with you. So let's do this
mm-hmm.
here with him. Because you said something. You said prayer. You said
mm-hmm.
prayer. And you said pray
mm-hmm.
for the ministry for the night. And your auntie spoke real good yesterday, man. I mean, she always speak
mm-hmm.
good. I'm not going to say she don't. But, well, she brought that
mm-hmm.
thing in. You know, she brought it in the way that you're supposed to help one another. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
And I don't know the fullness of what went on with you guys, whatever happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever she was saying, to me, it was like you can't challenge it with the flesh. You got to challenge it with the spirit. You can't
mm-hmm.
you can't operate God and then turn him off and then do the flesh. You got to keep God on. That's what I'm believing, what she was saying. And don't let nobody pull you away from what God has built up in you. And watch this here. Because one thing I've learned when you're doing this, now I'm probably the youngest one, the dumbest one, but I want to tell you like
man,
this because I know you can help me. You cannot go out there and be around the certain environment and don't get no dirt on you. You know what I'm talking about? If you lay down too long, you don't get some dirt on you. You know what I'm talking about? So you have
mm-hmm.
to watch how
mm-hmm.
you do that. I mean, because if you, I guess if you're ministering, no, watch this, Reverend Henry. I know if you're ministering, you're going to get dirt put on you. You're going to be talked about.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be despised. You know what I'm talking about? Because you're trying to do the
mm-hmm.
love of God. But I said it earlier, we don't want to give them nothing to work with, though. Don't give them nothing to work
mm-hmm.
with. It's bad enough. It's bad enough because you love God. It's bad enough you love God, and then you give him something to work with. You can, and I don't know, probably don't admit nobody else because I know I hit my head all the time. My wife let me know that. But you just hit your head. I said, I hit my head. Yeah, you said this here. You know what I'm talking about? I got somebody to speak for. Because she said, I represent her. You know what I'm talking about? You know, if I be
mm-hmm.
a little bit of preacher or teacher real, she said, why did you say that? You
mm-hmm.
know, I said, baby, if you praying, you know what I'm talking about? So you might be conscious, don't know you're saying something. You know what I'm talking about? That's why
mm-hmm.
we have to be in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be in prayer because I believe, now this is just me now, I believe that if you open this mouth up, them two little lips you got there, that peak tone that you got in your mouth, you're going to say something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You,
mm-hmm.
I don't care how much you study. I don't care how much you put there. You're going to say something. And then you know, but
mm-hmm.
What makes it better than when you ask, when that man we listen to, Brother D, he said he preached over almost 50, 60 years the wrong way. That wrong script. You remember
that's right.
He came back and told
that's
the truth. Remember that, Brother D? He came back
real,
and told the truth.
Thing,
he said,
man.
I preached this
yeah.
wrong.
I've been preaching
wrong. And that
yeah.
what you think God did?
Yeah.
Put him closer to him.
Yeah.
He did it.
Because
it took a lot. Because
did.
Now you've been teaching all the years. Now you got to convince the people
mm-hmm.
you were wrong. Now, everything else,
mm-hmm.
if they ain't strong enough, they're going to think everything, was you teaching other stuff right? You know what I'm saying? But he
mm-hmm.
was humble
mm-hmm.
enough
mm-hmm.
to go to his church and say, I was wrong. I was wrong.
A world-renowned preacher, not just anybody now.
So,
that was a world-renowned preacher.
He was somebody preacher, too. He's still somebody preacher.
Yeah. Still somebody.
Yeah, he
carried that word.
Yeah, he can still carry that word. Yes, sir. But, man, I'm gonna stop talking, man. But I love when God moves, man. I love when God moves. We got to take we got to take positive things and leave positive there. You ask for prayer. You ask for prayer for it would be. If I could just put this way, it would be a fool not to pray for what you ask for. I don't care how much they dislike you. If you say you love God and you say you want prayer, I don't care if you just say it because you just got a prayer list. We should have enough faith to know if it's folly, God will fix it. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If it's folly, God can fix it, because you know that you can alter people's lives on that ministry, in that ministry. You can alter people's life from how people think and walk, because the platform's that big. You're on a big, way big platform. This platform, we ain't that big, but we're good in numbers. How about that?
Amen.
But we come in faith, you know what I'm talking about? And we thank you, man. We got to do this, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? I don't like pointing nobody out, but, you know, can you sing the song for us, Reverend?
Which one is that?
My soul is anger. My soul is anger.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So the storm keep on raging in my life. And sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day. Still that hope that lies within me is reassured as I keep mine eyes up on the distant shore. I know you'll lead me safely to that blessed place he has prepared. But if the storm don't cease,
yes,
and if the wind keep on blowing, my soul has been anchored in the Lord. Though the storm keep on raging in our lives, and sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day, but still that hope that lies within is reassured as we keep our eyes upon the distant shore. We know you'll lead us safely to the blessed place he has prepared. But if the storm don't cease, and just in case the wind they keep on blowing in our lives, my soul is anchored in the Lord.
The Lord.
My soul is anchored. My soul. The pillars may roll, the record may dash. I still not sway because he holds me fast. So dark the day, the clouds in the sky, we know it's all right, cause Jesus is now in the soul. My soul
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you. We come to you the most humblest matter we know how, Lord. Lord, we come to you thanking you, Lord, for the songs of praise. We come to thanking you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit. For surely, Father God, you've been with us today, Lord. Surely, Father God, you move our minds and our heart to look at thee first, Lord, for waking us up early this morning and starting us on our way. Lord, we just thank you, Father God. We don't take it for granted for your love, Lord. So we want to thank you for your love, for you have for us, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for the ones that took time out, even stayed with us, Lord, to go a little closer in your ministry that you present today, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to forgive us for any sins, known and unknown sin. If it was anything was said was misunderstood, Lord, we ask you, Father God, to bless, Lord. Strengthen us, Lord, that we walk in this day, Lord. Give us your love and your peace while we walk in this, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we believe in your Holy Spirit, Lord. We believe in the Lord, and we thank you for your Holy Spirit. So, Lord, we come right now, Lord, lifting up the ministry. We ask you, Father God, to bless the ministry, Lord. We ask you to cover that ministry on Tuesday. Even on a Monday, Lord, even the day, Lord, that they come out and lift up your name, Lord. Lord, remove any doubts of people thinking about them, Lord, anything that come across that, Lord. We know, Father God, that it started with us first, Lord. So, Father God, forgive us, Lord, for any sins we have done, known and unknown. Bless that ministry, Lord, that it go forth in your name, Lord, that lift up the kingdom, Lord, that always show people you and not them, Lord. Lord, guide them, Lord. Guide them. Keep them, Lord. And have the Holy Spirit to guide with all understanding, Lord. Mm-hmm. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, in advance, Lord. We believe, Father God, in your Holy Ghost. We know, Father God, that your Holy Ghost can move when man say it can't be possible, Lord. So have thy way, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Have thy way in this day, Lord. Where we drive on the highways and byways, Lord. Where we are spiritual driving, Lord. Where we have a financial difficulty, Lord, we ask you to bless, Lord. Where there's a spiritual, mentally problem, Lord, we ask you to bless, Lord. Lord, we know things have come up in our life that we can't handle sometimes, so we put it at your heart, Lord, and your feet, Lord. Help us today, Lord, that we be better served, children of God, Lord. We know, Father God, if we lift it up to you like this, a family praise together stays together, Lord. So we thank you for the love, Lord, that has been presented today, Lord. Thank you, Father God, even for how you helped us through the teach, preach word. We ask to let them never fall on dead ears and hearts, Lord. Then one say, I just want to hear you and get closer to you. Let it be the day, Lord. Let it be the day that you made, Lord. Thank you for Reverend. Thank you for Sister Martha.
Thank you
for Brother D.
Thank you.
Thank you for all the people to come out on God's plan. Some come and some stayed and some left. Lord, we just thank you for them. They came the time they did stay, Lord. And ones who did stay, Lord, give them strength today, Lord. Guide them today, Lord. Say when they were glad when they said we went to the house of God. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. We love you,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Through the years, I keep on calling. Lord, I'm calling.
Ooh.